Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Miley Cyrus, inspired by The Wall. Are you kidding me? Jeez. Oh, well, The Wall was great, but still, Dark Side of the Moon. Oh, my God, was that? It was just another dimension, Dark Side of the Moon. Hey, how you doing? Now, thanks so much for joining us, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Live exclusive interview in studio, by the way. Brooke Anderson, membership and marketing coordinator, Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce. That'll be after the 8 o'clock news. She'll be sitting right here. Well, not right here. This is the desk. But right over, there. And so we'll have some fun with her and talk about Kurt and Ross and some of the other people there at the chamber. And lots of good stuff going on there. But right now, thanks so much for joining us. If you've just joined us, you've missed some incredible radio. The bad news is that you missed this. The good news is I'll be on until 9 o'clock Eastern time this morning, and you can hear the entire show because it's going to be rebroadcast, or as we say to class it up, re-encored or encored or something. You're going to hear it again on Thursday. So that's what that's all about. So I apologized for my stupid math error, and God, I still can't believe I did this. I still can't believe it. And also started talking about, of course, about Hunter Biden and getting a pardon from the big guy, his dad. And what the media is doing, at least as of this morning, because I was watching the network news, overnight network newscast, and I was also on Twitter getting lots of information from lots and lots of really good sources. The spin is this, from the deep state, from the old legacy media, the spin is that, yes, Joe Biden went back on his word, broke his promise. This is a bad thing. And that now Hunter Biden is not going to be charged for all the outrageous crimes connected with the laptop from hell and lack of paying taxes and all of that. And they get their cue from the president himself, because I have here the statement. I'm going to read part of it. And the key is not what's in the statement. So often, what you really need to do to understand what's going on in the world, to understand that you're living in a blue pill virtual reality, is not only pay attention to what they are telling you, but more importantly, many times, pay attention to what they are not telling you. Great example is this. This is the statement from Joe Biden. Today, I signed a pardon for my son, Hunter. From the day I took office, I said I would not interfere with the Justice Department's decision-making, and I kept my word, even as I have watched my son being selectively and unfairly prosecuted. Without aggravating factors like use in a crime, multiple purchases, or buying a weapon as a straw purchaser, people are almost never brought to trial on felony charges solely for how they filled out a gun form. Those who were late paying their taxes because of serious addictions but paid them back subsequently with interest and penalties are typically given non-criminal resolutions. It is clear that Hunter was treated differently. The charges in this case came about only after several of my political opponents in Congress, blah, 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 blah. So the key here is this first graph. He is setting the tone. He is saying, he's wanting you to focus on what he wrote about crimes like multiple purchases, buying a weapon, straw purchaser, never brought to trial, charges, filling out a gun form incorrectly, not paying taxes, some of the major stuff regarding the Hunter's laptop from hell. No mention here of the sexual sickness with the kids and all of that stuff. But this first paragraph is how the White House and the deep state is trying to frame this. This is all about Hunter not paying his taxes, all about the gun, all about the this, that, and the other. Essentially the laptop from hell, except for all the sick, sex, perverted stuff with children. And the corporate media, that's what they're focusing on. And they're also saying, by the way, Donald Trump pardoned somebody too, this, that, and the other. Blah, 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 blah. Nowhere in this statement, and there are four graphs, four graphs. Nowhere in this statement is anything specific about the pardon. And I thought to myself, that's odd, because again, so many times, it's not what you see and what you read. It's what you do not see, what you do not read, what they do not tell you. I thought to myself, well, no, I'd like to read this pardon. Let's see what it really says. Because the media is not telling this. The media is not doing this. So here's what I did. I went, started snooping around on Twitter to find a copy of this thing and found it. I read it to you. It's very short. Very short. Executive grant of clemency, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States, to all to whom these presents shall come greeting, be it known that this date, I, Joseph R. Biden, President of the United States, pursuant to my powers under Article 2, Section 2, Clause 1 of the Constitution, have granted unto Robert Hunter Biden, his first name is actually Robert, Hunter Biden, a full and unconditional pardon. Okay, so far, no problem, but here's where it gets really interesting. For those offenses against the United States, which he has committed or may have committed or taken part in during the period from, now this is key, or taken part in during the period from January 1, 2014 through December 1, 2024. Including but not limited to all offenses charged or prosecuted, including any that have resulted in convictions by special counsel, blah, 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 blah. January 1, 2014. What an odd date for this laptop from hell. What could that be all about? One of the people that I follow on Twitter is at War Clandestine. Joe pardoned Hunter for all crimes he might have been involved in starting January 1, 2014. This is important, 2014. Media will not tell you this. Why did he pick that date? Because 2014 is when the CIA, State Department, took over Ukraine. Our government, along with the Europeans, helped overthrow a duly elected government in Ukraine, a government that was leaning more toward the Russian minority in Ukraine as opposed to the Ukrainians, but it was duly elected. We helped overthrow that with the Orange Rebellion, I think it was what it was called. In 2014 is when the CIA State Department took over Ukraine. 2014 is when Hunter's BioLab company, Metabiota, began looking for coronavirus in Ukraine. Joe is not covering the drug and gun possession charges. Joe is running cover for all of Hunter's criminality in Ukraine, which is really Joe's criminality in Ukraine. Remember, Joe Biden's statement just made references to the taxes and the guns and all of that in the laptop from hell. That's not what this is. And the giveaway is the date, January 1, 2014. We helped overthrow a duly elected government in Ukraine. Just like we did in Iran and just like we did in so many other countries all across the world. This is about the Ukrainian cover-up and Burisma and everything going on in Ukraine. That's why January 1, 2014. The news media won't tell you this. But don't take my word for it. Read it for yourself. Read the pardon. It's very short. It's very, very short. In fact, for my Facebook friends here, hold on, let me even just underline January 1, 2014. Let me put it up on the Facebook screen here. Here, there's the part. There's the date, January 1, 2014. This is about covering up Ukraine and Burisma and everything else that's going on in Ukraine even right now. That's what this is about. No mention of that in Joe Biden's statement because this is what he wants you to focus on. But this is what I want you to focus on. The real story here is the date. They give it away with the date. Now, you might think, well, this is terrible news, Dimitri. He gets a full pardon from anything he did or might have done or whatever. Well, kind of interesting. I looked up online There's actually a section, I think, in the government, DOJ or something, about presidential pardons. And the question is, can a president pardon somebody for a crime that has not even been charged with a crime? And the answer is, well, kind of, sort of. But I don't believe the Supreme Court has ever ruled on this. The most obvious one is when Gerald Ford gave a pardon, a presidential pardon, to Richard Nixon. But Richard Nixon wasn't charged with any crimes. Richard Nixon did not want to go through the impeachment process in the House of Representatives, so he resigned. And so Vice President Gerald Ford became president. By the way, trivia question, the only man who was never elected vice president or president in this country, and yet was the vice president and was the president. There's only one, Gerald Ford. So Gerald Ford said, well, I'm going to give him a full pardon, so you don't have to go after him or whatever. That was never challenged. Supreme Court never ruled on this. It's one thing to give a pardon to somebody who's been convicted, maybe even charged. But to just give a blanket, quote, pardon to anyone who hasn't even been charged with anything, they get a free pass on everything that they did under that maybe was a violation under federal law, not state, local, but federal. That's never been challenged. And so you got lots of interesting things here going on. The Trump administration could very easily challenge this and say, wait a minute, you can't give a pardon to somebody who hasn't even been charged with anything. You can't give him just a free pass. Anything he ever did gets a free pass. That's not what a pardon is supposed to be. A pardon, you got to pardon somebody who's been convicted of something, or at least charged, and maybe, at least charged. So there's that. But there's something much bigger going on here. Now that Hunter Biden has been pardoned by the big guy, his dad, who got half or 10%, whatever the Joe Biden's take was and all the grifting that was going on with the Biden administration. Now, Hunter Biden cannot plead the fifth when he's interrogated by the Department of Justice about everything that went on in Ukraine and everywhere else. Joe Biden may have screwed up here by giving Hunter Biden a complete pardon back to January 1, 2014. My guest is already here. You're early. Show her the bathroom. Show her all the, give her the tour of the whole place. The world, hold on. Johnny O is just coming. Oh, okay. She's giving a tour of everything. Anyway, Brooke is here. We'll get her in the studio after 8 o'clock. Where was I? Focus, man. Focus, focus. Grab hold of the reins. All right. So now that Joe Biden has given him a pardon, which may or may not be legal, quite frankly, but let's say it is. January 1, 2014. Now the feds can ask Hunter Biden everything about everything. And Hunter Biden can now point to where all the bodies are buried and all the other people involved. He cannot plead the fifth regarding this. Joe Biden may have really screwed up here, depending on how aggressive Donald Trump's new Department of Justice wants to be. And I think they're going to be very aggressive. This could be a win.